air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorists and civilians.
Sun Am Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
The sanctioned acts of terror in Africa and Oceania.
This will not stand, this aggression against the West.
Relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling at the port of
this was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable encounter by
those who harbored. The next time we're going to fling for you, we want it a good old
favor.
Until something stops him.
It was right in front of my eyes.
It's
fine,
Marshal.
Thousands of people
alive. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad.
This is smartest than the dumbest hookups.
I've never known.
I'm not the one who got it wrong. I'm the only one who got it right.
Take them all.
Previously on Homeland.
I'm inviting you into an ongoing operation, Peter. Carrie's in mind.
You mean burning her in front of the Senate?
The case officer in question. She's been diagnosed as bipolar.
Committing her to a mental institution.
This is a fucking sham!
All an act. Part of the plan.
Fuck me.
2 nights ago, the deputy chief of Iran's intelligence directorate took the bait. We believe he's on his way here.
What do you mean Dana's missing? She disappeared 3 days ago. She stole my car and broke her boyfriend out of the clinic. His parents put him there to avoid a homicide charge.
The one thing I cannot have in my life is lies, and you lied to me.
Dana, please. I spoke to the president yesterday. He's concerned. He's exploring some changes in intelligence practice.
I'll do whatever it takes. But I won't temper my views just to get your support for my confirmation as director.
I'm afraid you've got this backwards, old friend. I'm the one getting nominated as director.
Saul, I didn't expect you back tonight. This is Alain Bernard.
Hello.
Yes.
I think the watch is back on.
No, Saul.
Any sign of Carrie?
No, there's no sign of Carrie. I'm too fucking far away. Get closer.
Quinn, do not move. Quinn.
Now I'm inside. She's gone.
We lost her.
But we know who's got her. We're back in business.
She's on her own, Saul.
She's always been on her own.
Take it off.
Carrie Matheson.
False plates, likely a stolen vehicle. Show him the UAV footage.
This may take a minute.
About time.
Sorry, a taxi got lost.
You took a fucking taxi to a CIA safe house?
It's a joke. I flew in from a job in Georgia. I got here as fast as I could. Hey.
I'm waiting.
Trying to send in the drone feed.
The car turns onto the GW Parkway 6 minutes later. Beltway 14 minutes after that. Then heads north on 270 towards Germantown. Pulls into a truck stop. 3 men hustle Carrie inside. The drone is now useless.
Truck stop security cameras?
Limited to gas pumps, cash registers, and bathrooms. Nothing.
What about the car?
They never went back to it. It's still there 6 hours later.
So we lost her?
Yes.
How about we check the car for prints? See if we can ID any of those 3 men.
No, we don't panic and do anything that could compromise Carrie.
Right.
Keep looking.
Firstly, Miss Matheson, I wish to apologize for the precautions we had to take in bringing you here.
I understand.
If we are to have a relationship that has any real meaning, we must first establish the most important ingredient: trust. Now, are you ready?
Yes.
Isn't this the month of March?
Yes.
Are you married?
No.
Do you know who I am?
Rajiv Javadi, second in command of Iran's intelligence directorate. Morning.
Morning.
His name is Alain Bernard. He didn't stay the night, if that's what you're wondering.
How unfriendly of him.
We met in Mumbai. He was researching an article on police corruption.
You don't need to explain yourself.
Will you look at me, please? I didn't do anything wrong, Saul. When I met him, you and I had separated.
Your decision. Not mine.
The new world collapsed. And I came running.
Yes, you did.
But I left something behind. It's the whole life I was starting there.
So you're in love with them? Tell me.
Tell me this, Tom.
It's a simple question, yes or no. Do you love them?
We have fun. He makes me laugh. How's that? The day's better with him in it.
That's all I needed to hear.
So,
you should know the president is nominating Andrew Lockhart as director of Central Intelligence.
What? When did this happen?
Nothing happened. I don't think I was ever really in the running.
Oh. So sorry, Saul.
Oh, don't be. I'm fine.
For God's sake, Saul. Stop this detached routine. Just get angry at something. Get angry at me.
I don't have any claim on you, Mira.
No, but you do. Surely you know that.
Not anymore.
Do you still work for the CIA?
Yes.
You're an analyst.
Case officer.
A spy.
He's currently on administrative leave.
Does anyone else know that you and I are meeting?
No.
Are you able to provide me with information on CIA matters?
I told Mr. Bennett that I might be able to discuss some areas within certain strict parameters.
Yes or no, please?
I agreed to speak with you. And you alone. I don't know these men. They're making me nervous.
You can trust them.
Like you trust me.
لطفاً بفرمایید بیرون. The machine says you're lying.
Are we completely alone now? Is anyone else listening to this?
No. No one is listening. Shall we try this again?
No. No. We're done.
What are you doing?
It's time we talk about Nasser Hijazi. Goalkeeper for the 1978 Iran World Cup team. Whose name you used to embezzle more than $45 million from the Revolutionary Guard. You are now an enemy of your own state.
همیشه درسته. ما تنها میرم بیرون قدم بزنیم.
آتانی الیوانوف؟
دو تا بطری آب بیده زد باش when did you and Saul hatch this plan?
He bombed the CIA 12-12. He got to work in the early hours of 12-13. If you're considering killing me or running, forget it. You're outnumbered and outgunned and you'll never get off this property.
So why am I not arrested already?
I would like to talk to you first.
He used you to lure me. Saul Berenson, still after all these years, putting other people's lives on the line.
Tell your men that your plan to recruit me as an asset has worked. And I'll take you to Saul.
Now.
You can finish your cigarette.
For me to leave with you so quickly will arouse suspicion.
You'll find a way.
I know my men. I trained them.
You command, and they obey.
The plan was to test you with a lie detector, and if satisfied, to give you a simple assignment. That is how we recruit all of our assets. There is no plausible way to explain a sudden change in that procedure.
What are you suggesting?
I tell them I've instructed you to retrieve an item of valuable intelligence and deliver it to me in person.
Valuable intelligence? Like what?
The intelligence that led to the 6 assassinations that your clandestine service carried out around the world in response to the bombing of Langley.
I can have that by this afternoon.
That fast?
I'm that good. Otherwise, why go to all this trouble to recruit me? 3 p.m., 7 hours from now.
Where?
Exit 1, off the 270. There's a coffee shop right there. Raffi's coffee shop. Can't miss it.
Falls Church train station is what I had in mind.
I just changed it. 270, exit 1, Raffi's Coffee.
Wait here.
Make it quick.
Saul should have instructed you to treat me with more respect than that.
Bring me the bank files from Venezuela, please.
I need to speak with Mr. Javadi again before I leave.
Get in the car.
Where would you like them? The Venezuela bank files. Is that Javadi?
In a French restaurant in Tehran with their wives.
Do you and he were friends?
We were young intelligence officers during the dying days of the Shah.
Complicated times.
Who's that?
Sinjar Vatev. Professor of political science at the University of Tehran.
An agent of yours?
One of four I recruited there before the revolution. This is Talat Basari. Concertgebouw pianist whose cousin had ties to Khomeini.
What's their relevance to you now?
I had to get all four out of Iran after the revolution. Their lives were in danger. Javadi offered to help. He said Savak still had a safe house near the airport where they could stay. Well, I got travel documents together over at the embassy.
When was this?
May, 1979. Country was in full revolutionary crisis mode. So many thugs in the street. Trying to consolidate power.
What happened?
When I showed up at the house, the bodies were laid out on the carpet, side by side. I promised them the protection of the United States government. Instead, they got a bullet to the back of their heads.
Javadi.
It was his ticket into the new regime's security services. I flew back to Washington, handed in my resignation. Not only were my people dead, but watched a man I thought I knew become an animal. In front of my eyes.
So this operation is your revenge?
No. Revenge is when I helped his wife and son escape to the West 4 months later. That's her. Fariba.
This isn't going to be easy, is it?
Turning an intelligence officer against his own country. Well, that's the most delicate and uncertain work there is.
But he will turn, won't he? You do have the advantage over him.
Honestly, I don't know. Turning touches the stubbornness in some people. He's a stubborn man to begin with.
Hi, Mom.
Hey. What's going on?
I need your help.
With what? Everything okay?
Yeah.
What's that? A name change application.
I can't be Dana Brody anymore.
Dana.
I already made an appointment at the courthouse.
Well, what are you going to change your name to?
Lazaro.
My maiden name?
Is that a problem?
When's your appointment?
Well, I have an opening in like an hour, actually. Do you think that you could drive me? Please, Mom.
Where are you?
At my place.
He wouldn't come with me right away. He said it wouldn't fly with his guys. It's too risky.
So I set him meet for later.
The plan was to bring him straight here.
I know what the plan was, Saul, but he had a legitimate problem with it, and I made a call in the moment.
Where do you take you?
You don't know?
We lost you.
We know it could happen going in.
Move on, please.
2767 Green Meadow Drive.
Stonehurst Country Club, the northeast corner of the 9th Green.
Get the drone over that address now.
Javadi could be anywhere by now.
He's going to be right where you left him, I guarantee it.
He's had at least
an hour without eyes on him.
What you can't possibly know. How did he react when you dropped the hammer on him?
1,000-yard stare for a few seconds. Then he began to wriggle a little, reassert himself.
He talked about you a little bit, too.
What did he say?
That, judging by the high-risk nature of this operation, you don't seem to have changed much.
What were the details of the meet you set?
The 270, exit 1 at 3 p.m. I'm to bring in the file on how we hunted down his network.
Okay, we'll get on that. We'll doctor one up.
Drone is now over the golf course.
See anything?
No, upstairs still. Nobody's outside the house. I can't see inside.
You've got to get actual eyes on Javadi. Boots on the ground.
Cannot afford to spook him or alert his men.
Not going to happen.
Well, how can we be sure he's still there?
I know this man.
Survival's the only thing in his mind right now.
He will not take any unnecessary risks with his life.
You don't think he could have changed a little since you last saw him?
He will keep that meeting with you. Till then, you should get some sleep. Quinn will deliver the file to you when it's ready and provide backup at the meeting point.
I hope you're right about this, Saul.
I am. Get some rest. You deserve it.
Master Adal. Senator, the director apologizes for not being here and has asked me to take the meeting for him.
Lead the way.
Yeah.
Where is the director?
I'm afraid I don't know. He chose not to share that with me.
Well, I, for one, am very glad to have this opportunity to visit with you, Mr. Adal.
Thank you, Senator. Likewise.
May I speak plainly?
Of course.
The agency is a mess.
Okay.
As far as I can see, it's being driven in the fucking ground by poor decision-making and god-awful leadership.
The hope is that you are the reformer your record in the Senate and on the Select Committee would indicate.
So then you agree that change is in order, no matter how painful.
In light of the worst attack this agency's ever suffered? Yes, I do.
How did this happen?
Past is the past. I'm more interested in what happens next.
What happens next is that we reclaim the respect and the fear that the world used to have for this agency's hard punch. Reminiscent of some of the work you yourself have done in Somalia, in Libya, Uganda.
How can I be of service, Senator?
My confirmation hearing is in 12 days. I don't want any surprises on my first day as director. No skeletons. No unfinished business. No more Sergeant Brodies. No Kerry Mathesons.
God forbid.
Yeah?
It's me. I'm here. I'm back.
Hold on. You're early.
Always good to have a cushion. You get much sleep?
Some. What's the latest on Giovanni?
Well, the drone picked up a car, Buick, headed for the golf course house about an hour after you called in.
Have we actually seen if Giovanni's still there?
No.
Well, then that car doesn't mean shit. You bring me the file?
Yeah. Red 5 electronic intelligence on how we hunted down those six targets. No mention of sources or anything like that, but enough to make the suits in Tehran know that Giovanni recruited the right girl.
If he shows.
Saul's convinced he will.
I know what you're thinking.
No, you don't. Brody is America's most wanted man. You're looking for possible sightings of him because it's your job. New burner phone, give me your old one.
All right, let's go.
L-A-C-A-R-O. Lazaro. And are we keeping the same first name?
Yeah. How long does it take?
3 to 6 weeks. That'll be $41.14, please.
What's that money? Is that it?
Oh. Just a signature here.
Old name or new name?
Birth name. Where it says applicant.
Thanks.
You seem like a nice young lady. Must have mom to thank for that. I can't imagine what y'all are going through. Would you permit me to pray for you?
Of course. Thank you very much.
God bless.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Sit in the window so I can see you.
Is your body moving yet?
Nothing yet. All quiet.
He's still in that house going through his options. That's what I'd be doing.
He's cutting it pretty fine.
But being late is making a point.
Which is?
You may have me over a barrel, but I'll never be your bitch.
There's movement. Something's happening.
That's him.
He's getting in the car.
He's heading west towards 270. So far, so good.
I better take this.
Stand by, Carrie. This is it.
Let him through.
Saul.
How was Lockhart? Disappointed not to see you.
I can imagine. But I think we had a productive meeting.
Anything specific?
He's just trying to get his bearings before the big day.
Of course he is.
Anxious for a smooth transition of power.
That's what he said?
While remaining respectful of the work you've done.
Sir, we need you inside right away.
I gotta go.
He was headed south on 270, but he got off exit 9.
Where's Carrie again?
Exit 1.
Maybe he needs gas.
Apparently not.
Carrie, you hearing this? I need you on the beltway heading north to intercept now.
Copy that. He's turning east onto Mulberry Road. He's cruising a residential area, small streets, lots of trees.
I'm going to check to see what, if any, Iranian Americans live in the area.
Facial profiling my neighborhood?
FBI calls it domain management. I'll check their database.
I can do that. You stay on top of me.
He's slowing down to almost a crawl now.
What the hell is he looking for?
Stopped. 1426 Long Hill Road.
...1426 Long Hill Road belongs to Vincent D. Carlisle, who rents it out through ACV Property Management.
Well, who's the tenant?
The house was rented out by Susan Roberts, CPA, with Brown and Getz in Annandale. Wait, Roberts is not her married name. The lease was originally co-signed by her ex-husband. No, sir, Javo D. They have a tree on Son Barrows.
Where are you, Carrie?
Just past exit 8. Hopping us out.
He's getting into the car.
He cannot go inside that house. You must stop him going in that house. Do you copy?
Copy that.
For Christ's sake, Carrie, hurry.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Do you know who I am?
Fariba's ex-husband.
Yes, Ajit. And you must be Susan. Is that my grandson, Behrouz? May I come in and say hello?
Would you mind waiting just a second?
Of course.
Salam, salam,
من از ایران اومدم تو رو ببینم. چقدر بزرگ شد.
Susan, do you want me to take Behrouz to the park?
Hello, Faiba.
اوه، بلاشونت کردی. تنو پسرم هم ازم گرفتی.
Stop or I shoot. Show me your hands.
Someone talk to me.
Now I'm ready to see Saul.
Oh, Jesus.
Why don't you tell me, please, what the fuck is happening?
Shot his daughter-in-law in the head, and then he,
There's two fatalities and a lot of blood.
Who's the second fatality?
Hold on.
Who's she? Tell Saul it's my ex-wife. Fariba.
He took a bottle to her neck.
He killed her with a fucking bottle.
Fariba. What's she doing there? She's meant to be in witness protection in California.
It's a fucking bloodbath, Saul.
You gotta get him out of there as fast as possible and get the murder weapon. You understand?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Leave your car a couple blocks away, then bring him here in his car. We'll get yours later. You were never there. Follow the procedure. Check for security cameras, etc.
There's a baby in here. What do we do about the baby?
Leave it.
What? You can't do that.
You can't take the baby. You weren't there.
Dana Lassaro. Sounds pretty cool.
It does, doesn't it?
Hi.
Hi. I'm a friend of Dana's. Angela.
Angela. Do you want to come in? Dana! Are you hungry?
Let me just tell you not to pick her up.
Where are you guys going?
Like, camping? No. Mom, I'm moving to Angela's.
Okay. No, you're not. I don't even know Angela, no offense.
Maybe I should wait in the car.
I think that's a good idea.
I'll be out in a minute.
Wait, you're just gonna sneak out?
I told you, Mom, I can't be Dana Brody anymore.
Right, and we went to the courthouse and we filled out all those forms.
It's not just about my name.
You can't suddenly just leave.
It's not fun.
For you, maybe. You've been thinking about it, obviously, but you never told me. You told Angela, whoever that is.
She's my friend. I don't take it out on her.
Dana, we haven't even talked about this.
There's no point in talking about this because there's nothing to talk about.
Mom, I can't live this life anymore. I just can't. I mean, it nearly killed me. I've got to leave. Oh, God. I loved you so much. I love you, too. I'm gonna go now, okay?
Wait.
There's still $300 left on that.
Mom, no.
Please take it.
I need to do this on my own.
You don't have to use it, just take it.
To it.
Someone must have called it in before we could get over here to clean up.
Got a police homicide squad already in overdrive over here.
Keep moving. Don't stop.
This is just the fucking beginning.
You okay?
I don't know what I am.
Shall we?
Take the chainsaw. Stand up.
Don't look like a man who just landed the biggest asset of his career.